Rehab Ticket to a Better Future. Spirit College helps drug addicts turn their lives around through vocational skills training. Gung was running with a crowd of friends experimenting with crystal methamphetamine, but one day the fun came to an end. He was arrested. But instead of being thrown into jail for years, he was given a chance to take another path, one with a drug-free future and the chance to learn new job skills. Gung was sent to Wittilai Lugpuchai, or Spirit College, to participate in a new rehabilitation center that is helping him reintegrate into society by teaching him how to fix household appliances such as fans, TVs, washing machines, and stereos. After I was arrested, I realized that I didn't want to be like this anymore, so I joined this program, says Gung, who is in his mid-20s. Thanks to the new skills, I am very proud of myself that I can go out and help people who are in need. Recently, we went out and were able to fix someone's TV, of course, at no charge. Spirit College's rehabilitation center is already busy, but its patient base of drug addicts is likely to swell under the Yingluck Shinawatra government's new anti-drugs campaign. Spirit College was established jointly by the Trang Provincial Office and the Office of the Narcotics Control Board, or ONCB, last February in Sikau District. The approach is not to treat drug addicts like criminals, but like patients who need to be healed. The center teaches them vocational skills ranging from electronics to agriculture, so that once they complete the program, they will be able to find jobs and be less inclined to revert back to drugs. This center prides itself on its slow and deliberate pace to rehabilitate drug addicts, Trang Governor Maitri Intusut said. We have a proven track record, and our program fully complies with the government's anti-drug policy. Spirit College is one of a number of drug rehabilitation centers nationwide that will help rehabilitate drug addicts caught under the government's new campaign to eradicate narcotics. The government on Sunday launched a one-year drug war and pledged to turn 400,000 of the country's 1.2 million drug addicts into decent citizens through rehabilitation and vocational training programs. Wittilai Lugpuchai has three program lengths, 5 days, 15 days, and the most intense program of 45 days. The length is determined by the severity of a patient's addiction, and each class consists of about 50 to 70 participants, both voluntary and involuntary. There are three main phases of the rehabilitation process: psychological, vocational, and familial. First, the patients go through psychological rehabilitation and therapy, so they learn more about drug abuse. Then they are provided vocational training, during which they are taught work skills such as electronics, woodworking, and agriculture. The training method uses patients who have prior knowledge in different fields as teachers in the workshops. Bank is one of the drug addicts whose skills were put to use teaching other patients. Bank, also in his mid-20s and hooked on speed pills before entering the program, said, "This program has allowed me to use my prior education in mechanics to contribute." During the last phase of rehab, both the patients and their family members learn together how to prevent and combat drug abuse and create further understanding of the patients. After completing their stint, patients are monitored regularly to make sure they do not relapse. Governor Maitri said addicts who have undergone rehabilitation and vocational training can apply their skills in the real world, and they can help raise awareness of the scourge of drug abuse. ONCB Deputy Secretary General Narong Ratananukun said he was optimistic about the program. "Addicts are victims, not criminals, and it's everyone's problem," he said. "We will continue to improve our programs to forever rid Thailand of drugs."